This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will meet virtually on Friday with G7 leaders and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to mark the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and announce new sanctions against those aiding Russia's war effort. The same group came together and imposed sanctions on Russia last year, just hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin launched his invasion of Ukraine. White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters Thursday that the leaders on Friday will discuss how to continue supporting Ukraine and how to increase pressure on Russia to end its aggression. Jean-Pierre said the new sanctions will include Russian banks, technology and defense sectors, and will impact both people and companies involved in the conflict. The Crimean Bridge is reopened fully to road traffic. That happened on Thursday, a day before the one-year anniversary of the start of Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Here's VOA's Diane Roberts with more.
Footage from Russia's Federal Road Agency showed traffic on all four lanes of the bridge, which connects Russia to the Crimean Peninsula. Russia annexed the peninsula from Ukraine in 2014. An explosion on the bridge in October 2022, which Russia blamed on Ukraine, led to two-lane spans of the bridge collapsing into the Kerch Strait. The vast majority of the international community considers Crimea to be part of Ukraine, and Ukraine has vowed to retake the peninsula one day. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The Pentagon says two Pakistani brothers, Abdul and Mohammed Rabbani, have been freed from the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay and repatriated after more than 20 years in detention. Abdul Rabbani, who was born in 1967, is believed to have been one of the oldest inmates at the facility. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says Afghanistan has a higher maternal mortality rate than all of its six neighbors combined. A WHO report released Thursday says the maternal health crisis is likely to get even worse. Afghanistan's maternal mortality rate is 620 fatalities per 100,000 live births. That's the highest in Asia, and most developing countries in the region have made steady progress in improving maternal health care. Afghanistan's rate started to decline after 2021, when the Taliban returned to power and began placing restrictions on women's work, education, and travel. Experts say the uptick in baby deaths since then is expected to continue. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg toured the wreckage of this month's Ohio train derailment and toxic spill on Thursday. He urged freight rail companies not to stand in the way of tougher safety regulations. In a preliminary report, the National Transportation Safety Board said the train engineer applied brakes as soon as an alarm rang on February 3rd to warn of an overheated axle on the Norfolk Southern train. Wearing a hard hat and orange safety vest, Buttigieg met with representatives of the NTSB and promised that those affected by the accident will have the support of the U.S. government.
They're going to have support. They're going to have support from us when it comes to holding Norfolk Southern accountable. They're going to have support from the EPA when it comes to making sure they get accurate information about the safety of their air, water, and soil.
He also called on both Congress and the rail industry to work to increase rail safety. On the witness stand, disgraced South Carolina attorney Alex Murdoch denied killing his wife and son. The AP's Ed Donahue has the story.
Maggie and Paul Murdoch were found shot to death near kennels on the family property in 2021.
I would never intentionally do anything to hurt either one of them.
While Alex Murdoch staunchly denies any role in the killings, he did admit lying to police about the last time he saw his wife and son alive.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave. But once I told a lie.
He claims addiction to opioids led him to lie. Prosecutors say Murdoch stole money from clients and decided to kill his wife and son because he wanted sympathy to buy time to cover up his financial crimes. I'm Ed Donahue.
A deadly U.S. winter storm kept its grip on the northern plains and upper Midwest on Thursday, delivering heavy snows, freezing rains, and gusty winds, while leaving hundreds of thousands without power and grounding hundreds of flights. A broad swath of the northern United States, from Washington State on the west coast to New England on the east coast, remains under winter weather advisories. The National Weather Service says some spots may see another 46 centimeters of snow and winds clocking in at 80 kilometers per hour. Marissa Melton, VOA News.